How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Boston, and everybody else in between, throwing it down, kicking it. It's the Monday Night Meltdown. Great stuff with Mo Khan. Me and Mo go way back. Mo's a hell of a football player, actually. Great wide receiver. Played college ball, Concordia University. So great football game tonight, and even better because we won. We won the game, and we had the money line. Now, Last Thursday, I tweeted in the afternoon. I said, "All right, guys, I'm jumping in on the Baltimore Ravens Raiders game right now. I like the Raiders," and it was the point spread was 5, 4.5, 5 at the time, and it was right after the Gus Edwards was announced. And I said, "Man, this line's going to come down to 3, 3.5, and I'm going to buy it up to 6 right now." So I did it, and it worked out. It ended up working out. We played the money line. We killed it tonight. We go 9-1 in the game tonight. But last night, if you were tuning in to the show, I said, you know what? Let's take the New England Patriots right now. The Patriots are 3.5-point favorites against the New York Jets. I said, that's too light. And I said, this number's going to go up, so let's buy a 0.5 now and get it at 3. We pulled the trigger and we did it. I'm kicking myself. We should have done it more, and we're going to do it right now, right? Because these numbers are going to move. We're doing it right now. We're going to have to pay the price to do it. It sucks because we didn't pull the trigger last night, so I just cost myself like 20 freaking cents. But 20 cents isn't 20 cents. For people that bet, you know what I'm talking about. Dude, we just cost ourselves about $40 in value type thing for like a $200 play. Yeah, to it. You know what I mean? We just cost ourselves. But let's do it right now, because I'm telling you right now, the San Francisco 49ers and the Philadelphia Eagles, this number's going to go up, man. The Niners are going to beat the Eagles. What, because the Eagles beat the Atlanta Falcons? They're going to beat the Niners now? Or we beat the Falcons? I could go down to Skid Row and find, 9 guys right now high on fentanyl that could beat the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta Falcons. Whoa, Philadelphia. No, we're going to buy in now, and give me the Saints, too. People aren't buying into the Saints. These numbers go up. If we're wrong, we're wrong. If the numbers don't move, then fine, it is what it is. If they go down, we're wrong, but I say they're going to go up. I'm taking the San Francisco 49ers because it's just going to anger me when it goes to 4. I'm clicking it right now. This is the benefit of going 9-1 tonight. We're going to roll it over, baby. $200 units here. $200 plays. Nah. Let's go 250. 250. 250. And boom! San Francisco -3 has been entered. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. It's level 2. The National Football League's regular season has begun, and week one concludes, and we have broken records, all right? We have broken records with the Las Vegas Raiders covering tonight. Underdogs go 12-4 this week against the spread. It's the most in the Super Bowl era. So we're talking, what, 55 years? Never happened before, this many underdogs cover. And we told you guys, if you tuned into the program last night, and we told you on Friday night, we told you over the weekend, we told you a million times, Monday Night Football Week 1, underdogs cover the number, all right? Home chalk covers on Monday Night Football at a 67% clip, and it did once again this evening. And was it a roller coaster? Yeah. And it's funny because we went 9-1 tonight, and of course, there's always got to be someone that tries to rain on your parade. Someone goes, "Oh, you only went 9-1 because, you know, the game went to overtime." Like, yeah, and? and I only lost my bet last night because the guy dropped a pass. And if ends and butts were candies and nuts, you wouldn't be the jackasses that you are, right? And if this, if that. We don't live in a world of ifs. We live in a world of, like, reality. And the reality is it doesn't matter. The same crap, man. It's the same crap we talk about. Oh, it's only week one. Yeah, well, whatever. The standings don't care. The standings don't care. And I'll tell you what, the sportsbook doesn't care. When I go to the window and I cash my ticket, I've never been asked once, was it a close game? Oh, you barely won. You got lucky. It went to overtime. No, I've never been asked that once. And I never went up to the window after and have been told, well, you know, hey, listen, I had a really bad beat and, you know, I just lost by half a point and I got screwed over by a bad call. Can I get my money back? It's funny. This is what social media has done to people's brains. They sit around. They have nothing.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Going on in their lives, so they decide to tweet about other people's lives. That's where we're at right now. The only thing I tweet about is Sports Rage Late Night. Live at 9 right here on the Mightier 1090. Live at midnight Eastern on SiriusXM Channel 204. That's what I tweet about. I don't care about what you do, what others do. Where's Ray Bolger? Thinking about Ray Bolger!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
I can't believe we're on the Canadian Olympic basketball team. Yep, it's just that easy.
Right? I think they're stupid not to believe in them, but Jameis Winston's better than Drew Brees is. They are now upgraded at quarterback. Not downgraded. They are upgraded. All right? Is Drew Brees better than Jameis Winston in his career? Of course he is. Of course he is. He's a Hall of Famer. Jameis Winston right now is a better quarterback than Drew Brees was for the last 2 or 3 years. Facts. Facts. And Drew Brees himself said it after Winston hit like that big bomb. Drew Brees I love that. The Drew Brees says, honestly, that's what the Saints were missing the last couple of years, a quarterback that can stretch the field, and he smiled. And he knows. All right, we're going to go, we're going to take a call or two here, but we're going to bring George Kurtz in here first. Mr. Kurtz, how you doing, George? Sports Grid, what's going on, Kurtz?
I'm doing well. That was a great line by Drew Brees, by the way. He got it.
Yeah,
that was fantastic. They might have been missing that the last couple of years. Good for him.
Yeah, isn't that cool that he did that? That he said that? Like, not all, like, inside, like, oh, now they're throwing the ball deep. Like, you know what I mean? No, no. He said, oh, I think they were, that offense was missing that dynamic over the last couple of years.
It makes him more human, right? Right? That he made fun of himself in a way, because we all knew what the joke was. So, good. I think that's great of him. I'll actually listen to him more now.
Do you agree with my assessment that it's not a downgrade at quarterback?
Yes. I wasn't worried about Winston. He's never going to throw 30 interceptions in a season again. My worry was everybody around him, outside of Kamara.
Yeah.
But that defense was fantastic. And if they're top five, and they might be better than top five, then they'll get along. You know, they'll survive. They'll do some damage here. Then Michael Thomas will be back week 7, and they're a threat again.
You're right. It's a good point. If they're like 5-2 or something like that. Got to give them credit because they had a lot of problems in training camp, guys, with the defensive line. They had undrafted players. Sean Payton's a great coach. He just is. He's a great coach. He's one of the best coaches ever. All right. We'll take a quick call, and then me and Kurtz will get into it. But Kevin's been on hold. Kevin in Chicago steps up and in. If he's still with us. What's up, Kevin?
What's up?
What's up, Kevin? How you doing?
So I've been watching these games. Pretty good, man. Good to finally talk to you. NFL's back around the corner, so I figured they'd call in. And this brings me to my point. I was listening to Michael Irvin, and he was saying Tom Brady is obviously the GOAT over Jordan in terms of all-time greats. And his reasoning is because it's harder to do it in the NFL. And when I first heard him say this, I said, oh, you're crazy, man. Jordan, he's obviously the GOAT. But after watching these first games in the NFL and just the bonehead mistakes, the fumbling at the goal line, the punter can't even hold on to the ball. He fumbles it at his own 15. Everything's got to be in line. Everybody has to do their part. And it's like, everything has to go according to plan. And for all the things to go right, for Brady to do it 7 times, he is the GOAT. Because with basketball, wow, you're in control of so much. You are in control of so much. And that's why I put Tom Brady above Jordan.
And you're in Chicago. You're a Bulls fan, too.
Yeah,
you're a Bulls fan, too, I assume. Wow.
Absolutely.
That's interesting. Interesting. You know what? It's a good debate, and I'm not into these debates, but is Tom Brady the greatest out of, like, Wayne Gretzky, Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, etc.? And Kevin, hey, don't be a stranger, Kevin. It's interesting, George. You're not really a basketball guy. George, who's the greatest baseball player ever? It's not really definitive, is it?
I'd go Babe Ruth because of his pitching, how good he was.
Yeah, but we never saw him play.
Oh, so we're going to take out DiMaggio and all those guys? Oh, if you
No, I'm not taking out guys. I don't mean it that way, but can you say Babe Ruth was the best from the 20s, bro? And I like Babe Ruth. And I've said this before, and thanks, Kevin. Good to hear from you. I don't think that Babe Ruth was some fat slob. I think that's overrated, right? I think he was a hell of an athlete, and he was good. He was a hell of a baseball player. But dude, there were no African-American. There were no black players. There were no Hispanic players. There were no Dominican players. There was no Venezuelan players. Like, let's be real, Kurtz. It was a different world. I can't say he was the best. He was the best of his generation.
Yeah, I mean, I get that argument, but there was also only, what, half as many teams. So you're facing better talent, right? The talent's watered down now. You can play this game all night long.
Not really.
Sure you can. Sure you can. Come on.
You think the talent was as good in 1927 as it was?
No.
Like,
no.
Come on. It was.
It can't be.
Like,
human beings are bigger and faster now.
I agree with you, though. I think the teams from the 50s, they hold their own. Mantle, DiMaggio, Barrow, I'm not taking, Duke Snyder, Jackie Robinson. Those guys can play in any era. But I don't think the 20s guys can. It's different, George. Come on.
I think the pitchers could. You could throw 95 then, you could throw 95 now, right? If not better now. But overall, of course not. Like I said, human beings are bigger, stronger, faster now. Everything we do is for sports, right? How they train is all about getting better in their sport. They didn't do the hell. They had second jobs, most of these guys, back in the day, right? Because they had to make ends meet. They didn't make enough as a player. So, no, players nowadays are better. You know, guys like Mickey Mantle, they were the size of your average shortstop nowadays. That's it. As big as they were. You know, Babe Ruth back then was a freak. because he was like 6'2", 6'3", and
2'3". Yeah. That's why he crushed the ball. Yeah, you're right.
they didn't grow those people back then. Now, that's a small guy nowadays, right? Judge would tower over Babe Ruth in today's game. But you're right. He wasn't a fat slob. He was a big man. But if you look at the videos of him, there are videos. He wasn't. I'm only expecting like some big guy like Homer Simpson to be out there, and he wasn't that.
No, exactly. So I always said why, because people saw him, John Goodman in the movie. So listen, you're a hardcore Yankee fan. All right, so is Babe Ruth your guy? Are you, like, serious about this? You're like, no, Babe Ruth's the best Yankee. He's the best player, like, type thing. So you got Babe Ruth the best Yankee?
I can be talked out of it. Absolutely. But it's just the fact that, okay, we know what he was as a hitter. He was a damn good pitcher. This wasn't a guy, I'll just pitch. I mean, he was a good pitcher. Really good. Yeah, I'll be the first person to tell you that comparing eras is idiotic. You can't do it, all right? Any football team from this from 2021 would kill a football team from the 70s. It wouldn't even be close. You know, and the same thing with baseball. But what he did on the pitching mound, yeah, I think he's
that's
the best player
thing.
Ever.
And I can't take this away from you in the sense, guys. Babe Ruth pitched 650 innings in 2 years, 1916 and 1917. He won 47 games, had a 1.88 earned run average. He hit 342. I can't, you know what I mean? I've got, I guess the pitching, you know, it's a good thing. I'm looking at a list here. Babe Ruth 1, Willie Mays 2, Barry Bonds 3. I wouldn't have Bonds that high. Ted Williams 4, Hank Aaron 5. I think Hank Aaron's being a little bit, I think Hank Aaron should be better in top 5. Most of the list is like Walter Johnson, Rogers Horn.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's being stuff. I can't comment on it. You know what I mean? But I do believe that I do have to take an account. I need an integrated league to do it, George. Like, I'm looking at, like, Jackie Robinson and, like, almost 60s up here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's 50s up. Argument.
50s and up.
Argument.
Yeah, 50s, mid-50s and up. Mid-50s and up. More with Kurtz on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So what do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Okay,
we're having fun! Late Night Anger Management Class. Yeah, we're having fun. 180 minutes. Full court press, quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Sports Grid's George Kurtz joining us from New York City. So, George, man, we're sort of bouncing around here a lot. I want to talk some football with you and baseball, but it's a great question by Kevin, actually. Caught me off guard with that. As far as Jordan, like, would you say that Tom Brady's the greatest of all time out of all sports now?
It's really tough here. Basketball is known as what? If you have one great player, you can go places, right? I'm certainly not the person to be talking to about this. And football, it is a team sport. I think what swings me to Brady is that he's won a lot of these championships, not last year, but with New England, where you're like, how's he doing this? He didn't have the greatest talent around him, right? We've all complained for a while. It's one of the reasons I think wanted to get away from New England was that they never had a wide receiver other than when they had Moss. You know, okay, they had Edelman, Wilkins, but that's not, you know, slot guys.
Hey, so don't undersell Deion Branch.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you want on your team, right? But he never had the stars. That sort of thing. That's what really leans me towards Brady.
Well, Gronk was a star, but you're right. No, I totally get it. For me, what I would say, what Brady's greatness is concerned, where Brady's better than Montana even, and I was a Montana guy, but is the duration, George. Like, look, he won when I started my career on the radio. It's 20 years. Like, that was my first Super Bowl on the radio, his Super Bowl against the Rams. And that was a long time ago. So think how many quarterbacks have come and gone. Think of how the league has changed. How many times the dynamic changed from passing to running, George. You know what I mean? Like, the styles have changed, yet he's persevered. And here he is still. And to me, that's why I have Scotty Bowman as one of the greatest, probably the greatest coach of all time out of any sport. Like, you can look at John Wooden. John Wooden was great. John Wooden sort of won in sort of like an era or two. You know what I mean? Like, he sort of had that block, and he had better players than everybody. Red Auerbach in Boston, same thing. It was sort of, 11 and 13. You know what I mean? Dominant era, not taking anything away from these guys. You look at Scotty Bowman, George. Scotty Bowman, I mean, the famous picture of Bobby Orr flying through the air, Scotty Bowman was the coach of the Blues, the expansion Blues. And then, like, Scotty Bowman won a Stanley Cup in the early 70s with the Canadiens, guys. And then when was his last cup win, George? In the 2000s type thing, right? Or late 90s, whatever it was, with the Red Wings, you know what I mean? Like, look at the Penguins, the Red Wings, the Canadiens in the 70s. He adapted. He won in different eras. To me, that's what stands out. And one thing about Wayne Gretzky, too, and I'm a big Wayne Gretzky guy, and I've met Wayne Gretzky. I had breakfast with Wayne Gretzky. My uncle played on the same team with Wayne Gretzky. So I am a Gretzky guy. But at the same point in time, the fact of the matter is, George, the Edmonton Oilers won without Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky never won without the Edmonton Oilers, George. That's a fact.
Yeah, it is. And listen, Gretzky's one of the greatest players we've ever seen play. To your point about Bowman, 9 Stanley Cup wins. Last one was in 02. You get no argument for
that. Yeah. And what's his first one? 73? Was it 73, first one?
73. 73 was the first one, yes.
Yeah.
So that's what, 30 years. 30 years.
Come on, George. You win in 72. You win in 2002. That says something about you. Come on.
It does. It's how do you have that that drive, the desire? That's what really it's amazing to me. You still want to do it. And the same thing, that's why you have to respect Brady. Because let's say he's a gazillionaire.
Yeah,
doesn't
exactly.
Money, yet he still has the hatred, right? The want. He still feels, man, he's got a 6th-round draft pick. Still bothers him. And he's we make fun of the avocado ice cream and all that, but he's to not enjoy. I'm not saying he doesn't enjoy life, but that he's not having a pizza, right? He's not having a pepperoni pizza that we have to get a diabetes test for and all this other stuff. It's amazing to me. He's got a beautiful wife at home, and he's going to play football 6 months a year. I think it's just the drive that these guys have is amazing to me.
That's what separates them. And Gretzky's great. Gretzky's great, but I think that Mark Messier was sort of undervalued as they won, as I stated. And then you look, consider that. When you look at Mark Messier, they win without Gretzky. They win in Edmonton. And then Messier goes to New York and brings the cup there, bro. Come on. Like, Messier deserves, to be in the conversation, I think. But he isn't. No one ever talks about Messier as one of the greatest players of all time, but he is.
He absolutely is. Absolutely is. And Messi is the kind of guy you need on your team. You need that hard-nosed guy. He's a star who's a hard-nosed guy, right? Who's going to say what needs to be said, and you have to respect that. You have to respect that because Mark freaking Messier said it. If he tells you to go dive headfirst to the wall, you're going to go dive headfirst to the wall because he'd do it too. So he has immense respect for Mark Messier.
You know, it's funny because Wayne Gretzky's favorite player was Gordie Howe. But he's nothing like Gordie Howe, Wayne Gretzky. they're the complete opposite. Gordie Howe is built like an oak tree. Gordie Howe is built like Kate Moss. Wayne Gretzky's built like Kate Moss. Wayne Gretzky was 165 pounds when he played. If that. You know what I mean? He was really skinny and small and stuff. Gordie Howe's this big, evil dude that would break your nose in the corner. That's Mark Messier. Messier was a dirty player in the corner, but that's what made him so good, right? Like I said, I'm just throwing it out there. Gretzky never won after. I know he went to the Cup with the Kings. I was there. But Messier won in Edmonton without Gretzky. When people said, Edmonton Oilers are crazy for trading Wayne Gretzky, are they? They got a ton in return. They won the Cup 2 years later. And Gretzky never won the Cup after. Took the Kings there. That's it, though.
Well, as you said, Gretzky's going to get the accolades because he has, a gazillion points. But there's a reason why McSorley was on his line. That was a different era of hockey back then, right? They had to make sure no one was taking runs at Gretzky, who was small. right? In this day and age, he would have free reign. He wouldn't get the points in this day and age because of the goalies wear much more equipment.
No, exactly.
That's why, in my mind, Ovechkin's the greatest goal scorer ever, by the way. I don't care.
And George.
Retires tomorrow.
You're right. Like, let's be real, too. It was a different era in which Gretzky did not get touched, George. Like, he really didn't. Yeah, like, it really was sort of... And it wasn't just because you're going to get beat up. It was almost like he's good for the game.
Right.
He's good. Yeah, he was protected, but it was more than that, right? It was more than that. Because people act like, what? Dude, my uncle's Kurt Brackenberry. He was goon number two after Semenko, bro. So I'm all aware about it. But you think everyone in the league was that scared of Semenko and Brackenberry and these guys? No. Come on. Yeah, I mean, it was what you think. Everybody was like, "Oh, I'm so scared of Dave Semenko." You know what I mean? No. And in fact, I even know someone that knocked Semenko out in a bar fight. So, there. You know what I mean? It was bigger than that. It was he's Wayne Gretzky. He's this skinny kid. He's a miracle worker, and the league is taking off because of him. It was like he's like a cash cow. It was almost like. It was like Barry Bonds, bro, in baseball, George. No players complained about steroids, George. They all made more money. They were making more money. Baseball took off in that era, George, right? Like, they thanked him. They were making what? That was like the boom of baseball, George, that era, that steroid era.
What do they say about the Sosa-McGuire chase? That it brought baseball back after the strike.
Yeah.
Right? And they were both doing it. So it was good for the game, and I agree with you. But when I say Gretzky was protected, I meant by the league. That for the reason.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. Yeah, yeah, okay.
I think it's absolutely true, and I'm not saying the league's wrong for that. By the way, you know, we always make. I know I make fun of the league all the time. You know, they're the redheaded stepchild of professional sports that no one pays attention to because it's hockey and blah blah blah. But I don't blame the league for doing that. You know, and it did take them to a new era. I think it did. I'll never understand why more people in this country don't like hockey. It has everything you think we like. It's fast paced.
Violence.
You don't get as much fighting anymore. But it wasn't like it was better in the 70s and 80s when they were bench clearing brawls. I mean, I did a hockey podcast earlier today, and I can't wait for the first Ranger Capitals game because you know Ryan Reeves is going to introduce himself to Tom Wilson. Back in the 70s, there'd be a line brawl before this game. It'd be you'd have to go there early to see pregame warm up, see if they were to go then. We don't see that anymore. Which I always found strange because, you know, Americans like violence. And,
that's a good point.
You know, it's just weird to me. We love our boxing. We love MMA now. But we never liked, bare-knuckle fighting in hockey. Weird.
Yeah, you know, unless you grew up on hockey, it's too hard to pick it up, George. It's too many. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, you can take a girl, like, you know what I mean? You could go to a sporting event and basketball. Whatever. Put the ball in the basket. Like, you can tell. Hey, you know what I mean? Like, they're sort of like sports are pretty general. Hockey is very intricate. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, no, that's offside. Oh, no, wait, no, it's 2-on-1. No, power play. No, not mine as well. Like, and the other thing, George, it's too fast. It's the fastest sport in the world. And Americans can't follow the puck, George. The puck is too small. It's like unless you've. I didn't mind that. I didn't hate it actually.
Right.
Me too. And I'm a traditionalist. I'm like, guys, chill out. It's Fox. They need to do this. Like, it was cool. I didn't problem. I would still use it today. I wouldn't use it all the time, George, but I'd use it in replays and stuff. And like, go look at how fast that slap shot was, and have like the meter and the track stuff. They should bring it back and like use more of that graphic stuff. People, Canadian, you know what I mean, George. Hockey fans are the worst, though, eh? They bitch about any change, right? Oh, God, this is terrible. They do. So that was the biggest.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
People flipped about who cares, man. The puck is hard to follow unless you're a hockey. You grew up on hockey and you instinctively know how to follow the puck. You can't follow that little puck.
No, he said everybody's shooting the puck at least 90 miles an hour. Some guys over 100. It is tough to follow, but you said you play hockey, you know where it's going and what it's doing. I understand that. But it's still frustrating. I'll never understand why hockey people. I'm not saying it's be the number one.
What about lacrosse?
Oh, it's not big.
You ever watch lacrosse, Georgie? It's like hockey on feet. It's even more violent. Now I see.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Don't ruin your appetites. I'm buying lunch for everybody on me.
Wow. What's the occasion?
I'm rich. I won my bets on the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and I chunked it all on a hockey game, and I won that.
All right, all right. How much did you win?
$116.
What a windfall.
Yeah. Yeah, I still feel tingly.
All right, I won more than $116. Hey, listen, Matias, I should have told you, my bad. In between the break, for Kurtz is a Yankee guy. He should have played the son of a bitch. Play it anyways. Just play the clip now. We'll play it for Kurtz. It's good. You know that? You know that episode, George? The Houston Astro episode. You tell those Yankee bastards. You tell those son of a bitches. No Yankee will ever set foot in Houston. You tell those bastards. Yeah, this is great. Here it is, Kurtz.
Hey, you tell that son of a bitch. No Yankee is ever coming to Houston.
Not as long as you bastards are running things.
Now, speak up, George. I can't hear you. You tell that son of a bitch. No Yankee is ever coming to Houston. Not as long as you bastards are running things.
That's the best to ever curse that one. That's just too good.
See, now you're going to kill me for this because you know I've never seen an episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, God, I know. George Kurtz.
Not one.
George not Kurtz. One. So that clip does not make you want to watch it? Like, you hear that?
I've never heard this before.
Hold on.
But not that one.
My mind is blown here, though. You've never seen one episode of Seinfeld. How old are you? You're like at my age. Like, how old are you? 49, 48?
50? Keep going.
Keep 52? Going. 53?
52. All right,
52. You're 52 years old. You've lived in New York your entire life.
I have.
And you've never seen a show of a dude that was one of the most popular and famous shows in the history of television history.
I know it's me.
He is from New York.
Yes.
And the show is about life in New York, and you've never seen it once. And oh yeah, the New York Yankees are one of the big storylines in the goddamn show.
The reason I never saw it is I saw Jerry Seinfeld before he was Jerry Seinfeld. He said he's from New York. I think he's from Long Island, actually. I think it was Governor's Comedy Club. Very popular out here. And that just stuck with me.
You saw him before he was big, you're saying, in a club.
Yeah, he was a nobody. You know, I guess he was somebody, but not. He wasn't Jerry Seinfeld. You know, I didn't like his little routine. I mean, it was somewhat funny, but nothing that I was going to watch a TV show based on. And, you know, after that, even though it got huge, I don't know. I was more of a Friends guy back then. I don't think I've seen an episode of Cheers either, by the way.
Oh, God. I was going to let this go, and I was going to say, well, whatever, Kurtz, you're watching sports. You were more of a Friends guy. Now I'm mad for real. Friends sucks, all right? Friends is a chick show. Friends is terrible. He was born in Brooklyn, for the record. I thought he was from Queens, actually. But let's see. He was born in Brooklyn.
Did he live on Long Island?
Let's see. His parents, I'm looking right now. Right? Second cousin. He grew up in Massapequa.
Massapequa, okay.
Massapequa, yeah. It is Long Island. You're right. Massapequa. Yeah, I thought, isn't that where Hillary Clinton lived? All right, I don't know. I'm confused now.
The Baldwin brothers are from Massapequa.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they're there.
So, yeah, you're right.
What's the cult, I think?
He seems like sort of alone. At the age of 16, he spent time volunteering. All right? He attended State University of New York in Oswego and transferred his second year to Queens College. All right, so I guess he moved to Queens because he's a Queens guy. You know what I mean? Well, I don't know. He probably lives in, God, he probably lives not in a no mansion more. In Long Island now, eh?
I would think he's out east, yeah. Out east by the Hamptons somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like further on the island, way at the end. I saw a thing, George. Have you ever been out there? It's called like Mob Row or something. It's like all the mob owners, mob houses out there.
Yep. Yeah, Hamptons is about 20, 30 minutes from me, give or take. I don't go out there often, but yeah.
I see all that. Man, it's you're that close to rich country? I didn't realize you were.
If you look on a map, look at Port Jefferson. That's where I am, about the middle of Long Island, North Shore. Port Jefferson's with the ferry to go to Connecticut. You know, if I want to go watch the Islanders, that's what I would take. But to find me on a map, that's where I am.
So George Kurt, like, what do you watch, George? Like,
sports, you're right.
Just sports, that's it?
Sports. If you told me, hey, you got to watch this show, I would binge a show nowadays. So,
what show do you watch? Like, do you, let me ask you. Do you watch the news at all? Do you watch, like, cable news, any one of them?
I read the newspaper at the gym each day. You know, if I'm
what,
doing
New York
cardio.
Times? Post?
Newsday. Newsday, so I do keep up on the news that way. As far as shows, outside of sports shows, I mean, I do watch sports on NFL Live and all those.
You got to kick back, like, just sometimes. Like, you're on the couch, you're like, all right. Because even me, listen, I'm sports all the time, but me, after the show, I'll unwind and I'll put The Simpsons on in the background type thing. You know, I'll start prepping tomorrow's show. It's always sports, but
sure,
I will watch the news as well. I watch cable news a bit.
I have about 600-700 DVDs, somewhat of a collector, and I'll just go in order and watch the next one. Right now I'm binging Sons of Anarchy, which I've already seen.
Okay, all right. Again. All right, so you like those? So you like series and stuff. What's this? Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy. The Shield. 24 was one of my favorites. Justified. Stuff like that. I like crime shows.
Do you have Netflix?
Yes, I have all those. Yeah.
I'll tell you, I watched something on Netflix last night. I was going to talk about this later, but I'll just throw it out here now. It's called Heist.
Yes.
It's called Heist. You seen that?
I've seen. Yeah, we watched that during the pandemic last year. Yes. Good.
Really. Did you see the story?
Have you ever seen Banshee?
No.
Banshee is, every guy has to be watching Banshee. All right, you got so many hot naked women. It's a crime show. You know, it's unrealistic. It's about some guy just gets out of jail and takes over the identity of a sheriff who's killed in a bar fight. Like, nobody can look up the sheriff from, I think, Oregon. Like, nobody has the internet. It's like this day and age, but who cares? All right, it's good. Lots of action. Like I said, so many naked women and hot women. It's just great. It's a show
George
every guy would
George
love. Even my
so
wife
nice.
Loved it.
He wants nudity. No, I'm a little different, George. I'm a little different. I like documentaries. Like, so Heist, like, yeah. Like, I like the Heist thing about the girl that stole the money in Las Vegas. And I like European shows. I like the crime shows too, but like the European ones, like Dogs of Berlin. That was my favorite show on Netflix last year. Dogs of Berlin. It was like about a Muslim soccer player that was murdered, and it set off like racial unrest in Germany. And it was great, great premise. Like, so, big soccer player gets murdered the night before a game, and he's Muslim, but he plays for the German national team. And it causes friction, and it's very well done. It's a German show, and it's voiced over by the same actors talking in English or whatever. Now, like, but what's the cool angle about it, George, is the cop shows up. So the opening scene is like the bodies on the ground. The cop shows up, the first cop, the homicide detective in Germany. And he asks somebody, he goes, who else knows about this? Like, who's seen this body? And he's like, nobody. You're the only one that knows. He goes, you know what I mean? And it's the star player, George, of the team. He calls the bet in as the cop. I knew, George, 5 minutes in. I'm like, yeah, this show's for me. I think I got goosebumps right now. I'm like, I think I found my show. Yeah, George, your mansion opens up. Really gritty. They're in Berlin and stuff. The cop shows up. He's like, who knows about this? Well, yeah. No one. Oh, okay. He goes, give me a couple of minutes. He goes, leave. The cop's alone, George. Right away, bro. He calls someone, and he's like, he goes, listen, I got something big here. And the next scene, you don't know what's going on, right? You see the body and then the cop. Then they caught, instead, then the cop, George, he gets two other, like, dumb uniform cops, and he tells them, there's a body back there. Don't go back there. You're not, it's above your rank. He goes, but don't let anybody around the area here. And he goes, I'll be back. Okay? He goes, George. I'm like, this is a weird start. He goes, George, and he shows him speeding in a car, right? He's in Germany. Like, he's peeling down the road. He peels it to an ATM, George. He goes to the ATM machine, and he calls someone. He goes, I need all the money that you have now. And she's like, what do you mean? And he goes, I can't tell you. Just give me the money. And she gives him like $38,000 or something, George. He speeds to a sports book. They have sports books. He speeds to a sports book. He places the bet in. And then that's the show starts. Then the credits sort of start. I'm like, oh my God, this is good. So imagine, guys, like he bet on the game knowing the star player was dead before anyone knew because he was the cop. But it was too good. But of course, then, like all gamblers, he got in over his head. So then he's got to start screwing around. And it's too good. He's got like the mod. He's got like these Serbian bookies after him, and he's a cop. And then he's got, but he's supposed to solve the crime. And then they assign like this other Muslim cop with him. And then the other cop realizes this guy knows like everything. He's just like, he's a hustler himself, right? And then the guy frames somebody for it because it's just too good. And it continues. I can't wait for season two. It's coming up. Like the last part ended. You can't make it up, bro. He wins the bet, George, okay? He wins the bet. The bookie and sports book that he bet it with got busted before he could get paid.
That would be the worst.
So he shows up and they're going through all the slips, but his name's on the slip. So he's like a cop, but he's on the crime scene, but he's got to steal the slip from anyone seeing. It's just too good, bro. Like, it's so well written by these German dudes. Like, called Dogs of Berlin. If you haven't seen it, man, it's good. Great show. And I really enjoyed Heist. So speaking of great shows, that was quite the entertainment tonight. Oh, that Monday Night Football game. Who'd you have?
Not the way it went. I was very happy in the first half. It was going exactly the way I expected in the first half. And then the second half, all of a sudden, they can't stop anybody. You know, scores coming up the wazoo here. I thought I was going to lose everything. I hit a couple of props to make up for it. But, no, I thought I was on Baltimore and the under. I said it looked very good first half. Loved it. And all of a sudden, the second half, no one plays defense anymore. The first half was boring. All of a sudden, the last, quarter and a half? That was fantastic. Oh, my God. That was exciting football back and forth. You know, it's weird decisions here, fumbles there. And I thought, once again, I was almost sure Baltimore would lose when they played for the field goal. Right? Last drive in regulation. Come on, you had plenty of time there. Go for the touchdown. What, you thought your defense was going to all of a sudden stop Carr? And then they were being pretty successful that quarter. So I was like, I hate when coaches do that, when they play for the field goal when you still have time. You only play for the field goal when it's at the buzzer for me. So I'm glad the Raiders won. I wasn't going to win my bet anyway at that point, so good. Good for the Raiders.
Yeah, you turned on the team. They weren't covering it like a gambler. You turned on them. All right, we got a couple minutes left with Kurtz on the other side. Kurtz is a Cowboy fan, like a lot of people in New York. Cowboys and Yankees. It's a weird combo. You should be a Notre Dame fan, too. You'd be like Carver.
I cared.
Carver's Yankees, Notre Dame, but he likes the Bills. See, that no one likes the New York football teams in New York. You guys are smart, though. I can't call you out for it. Why would you?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Three-minute warning, quickest 108 minutes in sports talk radio, just flying by once again because it's good. Mariners win 5-4 over the Red Sox. I want to get a little baseball. Kurtz is cool enough to hang around for us for a couple more minutes on the other side after. So, George, before we hit the diamond, then how about those Blue Jays? But big comeback for the Yankees today. Dallas Cowboys. Man, not an easy start to the season, huh? I remember last week we spoke and you said you were hoping for a split. Now, you didn't get the first one, and we saw Chargers look pretty good, found a way to win on the road. Chargers are three-point favorites against the Cowboys. Total's 55 in this game. What's your early week impression on this one?
Can Dallas play another great game on the road again? You know, they have 10 days of rest, so that's good news. They'll have Zach Martin back, good news. They will not have Collins. He got suspended for 5 games. I know he's appealing, but he's not going to win that appeal. That's bad news. So I think they'll be more disciplined. I shouldn't say disciplined. They'll run the ball more this week. I think the game plan obviously was to throw the ball as much as possible. We found out today that I think they called 18 runs, but Dak audibled out of 12 of them. I don't know how true that is. That's just what the Kellen Moore said. So I think they'll be more balanced. Can they play another good game? I think they can. I think Dallas pulls it out here. I do think they go 1-1 here. I think the offense is that good. And I think the Chargers, I don't think they quite match up with the Cowboys. I don't think it's going to go over, though. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game.
Wow. Normally, you're pretty negative and pessimistic about your team, so you surprise me that you think you're going to win this game, because I think the Chargers are better than you guys are.
I wasn't thrilled about how they played in that game. Dallas sort of matches up well with them. Keenan Allen's going to eat.
How are you going to stop? Let me ask you. Okay, let's stop. Let's go look at a matchup. How are you going to stop that Charger passing attack?
It's only Keenan Allen you got to worry about. He's the guy, and he'll eat. I imagine they'll match with Trayvon Diggs on him, just like they put Diggs on Evans. Diggs was on Evans. That's why Evans had that quiet game. The problem is, can the secondary receivers pick it up? You know, and I don't know. I know that we knew the Bucs could because they have Brown and Godwin. Great receivers. Chargers don't have that. Or a good tight end. So I think Dallas matches up well here.
Kurtz is saying Cowboys. All right, we'll talk baseball on the other side after the update with George Kurtz. The late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.